Do you have deer have any ever have any trouble with your clothes getting too little or too big or?
Oh yeah, I open now, but yeah, look at that.
Oh yeah.
When you gain weight, you have to get a bigger pants sometimes. You outgrow them or you'll feel. Now my trouble was I had an operation or two, and after that, I again bloom out a whole lot more. But I've got it back down pretty good. So about, I think I wear 38. They're a little tight. I can keep them button, but they're a little bit tight.
Mm-hmm. Are you pretty easy to fit?
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't have too much trouble. I buy my clothes when they're all time, all together. 38 by 30, about the next. Well,
buy it right off the rack, yeah.
These are pulled off the rack. All the clothes she got in there, she bought them mostly. The shirts, I got more shirts than I need. Daughter always buy one for my birthday or for Christmas, something like that. Yeah, get too many shirts.
Have you ever accidentally put a shirt in water that was too hot for it and it would
throw up? No, I never did do that. My wife takes care of all that.
Have you ever seen boys, you know, they like to pick things up and put them in their pockets, and before long they'll get so much in their pockets that they begin to,
yeah, bulge out? I've got billfold I carry in my pocket, hip pocket, and I always carry it in the left hand back pocket. And I see some of them carry them in the right pocket, right back. Couldn't ever figure out why they carry them in the right back pocket. That's the only one I could ever carry a handkerchief in.
Yeah.
Me too.
You know, sometimes when young girls are getting ready to go out at night with a boy, before they go out, they'll spend a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Primping.
What would you call it if a boy was doing the same thing?
He'd be doing the same thing, primping.
He's primping too.
That boy in here is bad about it.
Right. Well, you know, these things that women carry around all their things in with them, they call that their
pocketbook, what they call it, but the book patch over in there. Pocketbook there. Got them on the shoulders. Yeah, that's where they're pretty bad about snatching them pocketbooks too, you know.
Yeah.
Cities. Well, that thing in New York up there or something, that blackout, they
did. It was a mess, wasn't it?
Mm.
Did you see all that looting that was going on?
So part of it. I think they said there's 3,000 people arrested.
Mm. Must be a lot of sorry folks up there.
Yeah. They got them everywhere. They stay busy around here all the time, but not somebody that hot checks, shoplifting, everything. Mm. It's everywhere that way. Mm. There's a lot of just mean kids right now. Everywhere. Get over here in Oklahoma now. They put her up Curtin County over there. Broken Bow and Idabel in there. That's always been put her up from the Texarkana to Fort Smith up that line over there. And the bank robbers used to always take off over there and get into Oklahoma. They rob the country over in there and they get back to hide out. I think we robbed a bank here one time. They live right over here across the line, not too far.